Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Friday version of the Annie Fry Show. And how exciting is it? This room right now is a pretty fun room to be in. We've got HomeShield Foundation Repair in with us, a great partner of our show. If you have concrete leveling that you need to have done, we've got the right people in the room to help you with that. Matt and Blair Hayes in here. Thank you guys for being in here. It's great to have you.
Great to be here.
So, and then also, in addition to Matt and Blair, we have a celebrity appearance by Mark Cox. Mark Cox, everybody.
It is very bright in the studio at this hour, I've determined.
Well,
much brighter than when I'm normally in here, Annie. It's not just your lovely aura.
we turn these lights on for this show.
I see.
This doesn't
That's
last
good.
Very long. So before we get to Matt and Blair, Mark, you've been a partner with HomeShield Foundation Repair for some time, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to just welcome you, A, to the studio, but also
Thank
talk
you.
About working with them.
Oh, it's been great. Matt's so easy to work with. I get texts from him all the time showing me examples of work that he's done. Makes my job easier because I don't have to visualize it, I can just see the job that he's doing with these different situations. I've had a house with a leaky basement, so I know what a hassle that is to try to figure out what's going on. Mine was hydrostatic pressure, but hearing him describe being able to walk in there and diagnose it is awesome.
I'm glad you brought that up. Hydrostatic pressure. Ryan, could you explain that to us real quick here?
So it's the kind of pressure that, because there's water involved, there's hydro. That's where your hydro. And then there's electricity. It's where you get your static.
And it's really nerve-wracking. There's a lot of pressure involved.
When those two things meet, basically it makes what we would just call it in the business, lightning.
You're 100% right.
Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Matt,
don't
for encouraging him. Yeah.
No.
That's good.
Don't encourage him.
I want to see where this goes.
We all do.
We're already done.
That's part of
you saw where it went.
Yeah, part of the allure. So, Matt, I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about HomeShield Foundation Repair. One thing that I'm always encouraging people to understand, welcoming you guys out to a job site or what you would call maybe your sidewalk or your garage. Right. You've got uneven concrete. And I think a lot of people are really spooked about, oh my gosh, this is going to cost an arm and a leg to pull all this concrete out and re-level it. You've got a solution that's much more cost effective than that.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity, Annie. Appreciate it. So basically with polyjacking, let me back up. HomeShield Foundation Repair, what are we, right? We're a foundation repair company, but we do also do polyjacking and a few other things. So if you got bowing or leaning walls, we take care of that. If you have that weird hydrostatic pressure with the lightning in the basement, we can fix that too. We do sump pump replacement, all sorts of stuff to make sure that your basement is solid and dry. But outside, you have some concrete that's unlevel. Maybe it's a trip hazard. Maybe it's a driveway, sidewalk. It could even be a commercial space. So what we do is we drill really small holes and we inject polyurethane, and under pressure, this specific chemical will have enough pressure to raise the concrete. So a lot of times we're close to a third or half the cost of replacing that, and definitely a quarter of the time enabled to do it.
Well, if you want to learn more about what they do, HomeShieldFoundationRepairs.com is the website. I want you to go study that for your own particular needs, residential and commercial alike. But I also, before we get to X's and O's with your lovely wife, Blair, who is here, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about a heart issue that you guys have with Muscular Dystrophy Association. You guys are really wanting to champion this cause, and I want people
Absolutely.
To know what HomeShield Foundation Repair's relationship with it is.
Yeah, so it's a relationship with my family, the Hayes family. So my brother Jordan was born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which ultimately took his life about 10 years ago. And we started the Jordan Hayes Foundation to raise money to support the kids of the St. Louis area that are affected by this disease. That could be going to camp. They have this really awesome camp that they put on every year where kids get to be themselves, and they have really cool technology they bring to the picture, and then research, right? Trying to end this disease, and it is extraordinarily difficult to do it. They have said they've been on the cusp of a cure for many, many years, but we continue to raise money, and we've actually exceeded $1 million as of last year All those funds have been given to the Muscular Dystrophy Association of our area, right? So this isn't a national thing. It is a worldwide problem, but all the money that we raise stays here locally for the families affected with it.
Well, I want to encourage you to keep on doing that. It's an important cause, and I'm grateful that you have had the platform to be able to help with that research, help with the fundraising. It's a worthy cause. All right, now we get to the fight of the afternoon, the Matt versus Blair X's and O's. Blair, you are more familiar with X's and O's than Matt.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to ask the lady, do you want to be X's and O's, and do you want to go first, or does Matt get to go first?
Oh, I'm going first.
Come on. Matt's going first?
Sure.
X's or O's, you can pick which one you want to be.
I will do O's.
Okay.
Oh, she knew me too well.
Matt is X's, and I'll turn it over to Ryan now, where he's been diligently working on this week's X's and O's game. You want to tell us how we're going to play?
Yep, so you have a tic-tac-toe board up here in the studio, numbered 1 through 9. Each square has a corresponding question. You will simply pick a square and then pick an expert, which this week, special guest Mark Cox is here.
It's exciting. So
Mark Cox and Annie Fry are your
experts. He's probably
going
to kick my butt on this, I'm pretty sure.
Nonsense.
And part of the reason Brad can't help you be an expert is because he helped me write these questions since I was not here for the whole week, so I don't know everything you guys talked about. So
you don't know everything?
I don't know everything you guys talked about.
Now,
I know all the subjects and all about all the subjects.
Remind me here, Ryan, though, because it seems like I played X's and O's one time, and even though I won, I lost. How does that happen?
he's got a story.
I'm not sure that you could win and lose.
X's in a row, and then somebody came back, and because you fill all the squares in, somebody still got extra points.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
If I remember that correctly.
So you can get a tic-tac-toe and still lose. Is that what happened to you?
I think that's what happened to me.
Okay, so you can get a tic-tac-toe. So we fill out the whole board. Yeah, so if you get a tic-tac-toe, we don't stop. We keep playing.
Got it.
Because technically you could have three tic-tac-toes in a game or more if you do different combinations. And so whoever has the most tic-tac-toes will win. If it's a tie, then it goes to whoever has the most squares.
Okay.
So we just keep playing. And apparently Matt's going to go first.
All right.
So
let's
Matt,
go.
Which square do you want to start with?
Pick a number.
Four.
We'll start
four.
There.
Number four. And who will be your expert?
I'm going to go with Mark.
Okay. Mark, great question for you. Apparently.
Every good question starts with the word apparently.
Facebook knows men. Because on Thursday, Ethan mentioned that the algorithm suggested he be friends with a newly popular WNBA player. And Brad and I would highly suggest he befriend her if he wasn't married. Who is this Fever player that was discussed on the show that could be Ethan's friend on Facebook soon?
Huh. And she's single, and she plays for the Indiana Fever.
I don't know her marital status.
I think she's single. Yeah. Read that question one more time.
On Thursday, Ethan mentioned that the algorithm suggested he be friends with a newly popular WNBA player. Who is this Fever player?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Agree or disagree, Matt?
I disagree. There's no way he knows the answer to that question.
It is too specific.
Ryan?
It was very specific to the show because that was Brad helped me with that one.
Keywords
I was not
there
part
were
of that.
Newly popular.
Newly popular. Because Caitlin Clark's been popular. Newly popular. No, the answer is Sophie Cunningham.
He gets it right.
That's right.
Wow.
So you get Matt got it
go
right.
Go ahead and put an X in square four.
Thank
there.
You for not trusting me. Matt,
do you know who
that.
Sophie Cunningham is, Mark?
I do know
okay.
who Sophie Cunningham
well,
is.
Well, so there you go.
She's from St. Louis, isn't she?
She's Missouri.
Here?
She played in
from
Mizzou.
From Mizzou.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's the enforcer. That's why we're trying it. We want Sophie Cunningham to come on Ethan's podcast, his sports podcast. We think he's got a shot.
Oh, really?
He didn't click the add friend button. I did. On his phone.
She's so, the one who tackled the girl that time. Yes.
So they are friends now on Facebook?
I don't think this. So we'll get an update.
She has to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we're hoping for the best. Blair, you want to pick a square?
I'm going to go with number six.
Okay.
Number six. And who's answering this question for you?
We'll go with Annie.
All right. I can do this.
Annie, you have stumbled into AI. That means this is a real clip from the week, but I've run it through AI so it won't sound like the person talking. Tell me who said this.
There was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but I guess it got deleted. Most of probably deleted itself, right? probably never existed, actually.
Shane Gillis at the ESPYs.
I am going to agree. She was pretty confident.
Yeah, that's Shane Gillis.
Yeah, I knew the answer to that, too. Yeah.
And Matt says yes.
Yeah.
Here's who said it.
There was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually.
He goes, we should just move on as a country.
Yeah, we should just move on as a country.
All right, put an O in square six. Matt, you get to pick next.
Oops. We can get you. That marker's about had it, I think.
You can pick one of these.
I'm going with seven.
Those are Ethan's special markers.
I'm feeling good about seven.
Number seven. And who's answering?
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay.
I don't blame you.
Annie, this is an audio whoopee. Ken Langone, or Langone, I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Has been doing media this week saying Trump has saved the economy, and it's basically a miracle what Trump's been able to do.
Look, let me tell you right now, I am sold on Trump. In fact, I'll say this. I think he's got a good shot at going down in history as one of our best presidents ever.
He did not actually vote for Trump, though. He's the CEO of what
Home
major
Depot.
Company?
We didn't play that sound either.
He's the CEO of what major company?
Home Depot.
Oh.
I hope.
That's correct.
Yeah?
That is correct. That is correct.
I remember suggesting that we could use that sound, but we never did it.
I knew the answer to that one.
That was a good one. Yeah. All right.
Do you know him? How do you pronounce his last name?
No idea. I just knew that he was a CEO
of
Home
Mark?
Depot.
I don't know. I think it's Langone. I did play the bite, but I don't
What
I don't
do you
know
do? What does a professional like Mark Cox do when you stumble across that name and you're not 100% sure?
You say it with confidence.
And just move
and just
on.
Move right on.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a pro.
That's right.
That's,
sounds like
that's
a good
what they idea. Say to do. Otherwise, you just draw attention to the fact that everybody knows that you don't know.
You can go, Ken Langone.
Or something.
Just keep going.
Blair, you want to pick a square?
I will pick number three.
Okay.
And I will go with Mark.
Mark.
All right. Thank you, Blair, for your confidence.
You're welcome.
Ready for some redemption?
Yes, sir.
On Wednesday's installment of Ethan's Region. I didn't name that one.
That's the name of Ethan's local and sports news segment.
Okay.
Ethan reported on a bipartisan partnership between two of Missouri's federal legislators teaming up to create a beer for the Brew Democracy Cup. Name both of these legislators representing Missouri in Congress. This is a Brad question.
This is a Brad question.
Let's read it one more time.
Yeah. Bipartisan partnership between two of Missouri's federal legislators. So these aren't Missouri Congress people. These are people representing Missouri in Washington, D.C.
Bipartisan.
So it's Missouri, or Democrat, Republican, teaming up to create a beer for the Brew Democracy Cup.
Wesley Bell and Eric Schmidt.
Really throwing me off. You were confident there.
Oh, come on. It's not that hard.
I'll agree.
That is correct.
Schmidt and Bells.
All right.
Both of you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Did you know that or did you guess that?
I did know that.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought when you asked him to repeat the question, I'm like, are you giving Mark extra time to just come up with two creative names? I thought that's what was going on.
Really? No.
I thought the same thing.
We had that story on one day this week, if I remember correctly.
We had it because Ethan brought it. We hadn't heard about it since then. All right. Well, this is very interesting. We've got four squares covered. We've got O's threatening with a tic-tac-toe, and we have X's threatening with a tic-tac-toe. So every good game show suggests that we should now go to a break, and we'll be right back. Mark Cox in studio with us as a co-expert in X's and O's with Home Shield Foundation Repair. Come back and listen to see who wins, Matt or Blair. They're going to fist fight here in a second. You should check it out on the YouTube channel. We'll be right back. So go ahead.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts. Waiting for
Well, the tension is mounting here in the studio. It's an all offense, tic-tac-toe, X's and O's games with Home Shield Foundation Repair in studio with us. You can go to homeshieldfoundationrepairs.com and learn about what they can do for you. Matt and Blair in here with us to face each other. And we've got a special expert in studio with us. Mark Cox is here. It's great to have you. Is this like nap time for you normally?
At least I'm expert at something. No, I got home and got that knocked out early, so I've already had my nap. When you
refreshed.
Get up at 3 in the morning, at least several days a week, I have to catch up on the Z's.
I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention, too, before we jump back into it, because we have an X's tic-tac-toe threatening and an O's tic-tac-toe threatening here on the board. So we got to get to that here in just a second. But I do want to mention the 16th annual Jordan Hayes Foundation Classic, which is a golf tournament, golf scramble. If you want to participate in this for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, you said all dollars raised go
all
straight.
Money.
Nobody else is making money.
No, nobody makes money other than, you know, what we need to pay, like the course and the, you know, all that stuff, the food and stuff.
So if you were interested in participating in it, the date is August 18th.
Yes.
And they do have some spots available. I would love for y'all to get a team together and come join this great cause. You can call 314-227-9636, 314-227-9636. All right. I think it, whose turn is it? It's Matt's turn, right?
Back to Matt.
It's back to me. It's my turn.
Okay.
Let's go.
They'll take it.
Well, you got an interesting board here because you could play full offense and go for the tic-tac-toe here, or you could play defense and go for the block, but then she's going to have to block you, so it really could go either way. It doesn't matter.
Which square?
I'm scared. Let's go with one.
Number one, going for offense.
Okay.
I like it. All right, who's answering for you, Mark or Annie?
Mark.
All right.
Mark, this is the other audio whoopee.
Whoopee!
On Tuesday, Annie was joined by Dana Perino. The subject was the Supreme Court ruling, which allowed Trump to lay off 1,400 Department of Education employees, and she said this.
We can be grateful that we have a conservative Supreme Court. That was, at first, many people might not like, but whatever. To me, I'm like, look at what he did. And he stuck to his guns, and he said, no, we are not going to put through Merrick Garland. Can you imagine if he was a Supreme Court justice?
The question is, of course, whose name was removed from that clip?
The turtle, Mitch McConnell.
The turtle.
The turtle.
He looks like a turtle. I'm sorry.
The fifth ninja turtle.
You only have to be sorry if people don't like turtles.
That's
Mitch
true.
McConnell.
I like turtles.
That's true.
Yeah,
I would say
I
it's
turtles.
Mitch McConnell. That's who I think she was referring to.
All right. Agree or disagree?
Oh, 100% agree.
100% agree.
We can be grateful that we have a conservative Supreme Court. That was, at first, many people might not like Mitch McConnell, but whatever. To me, I'm like, look at what
whatever.
He did. And he stuck to his guns and he said, no, we are not going to put through Merrick Garland. Can you imagine if he was a Supreme Court justice?
No, I can't. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
That would be awful.
So.
All right. We got a tic-tac-toe.
We do.
Matt has a tic-tac-toe.
An X's tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Not quite.
That's
answer.
Not even
not
AI.
In this game.
That's a real
no,
clip.
That's real. Man, when she said that, I'm like,
Pelosi.
Yes. Thank you. It's my favorite thing Nancy Pelosi has ever done.
Me too.
It's the only thing she's ever done that I like.
Me too. I love some of her stock trading, but.
Yeah.
That's for her, not for you.
That's not for me.
Blair, you want to pick a square?
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to go for square 9.
Gosh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
All right. You need this.
For another tic-tac-toe.
Who's answering for you?
Annie.
Okay.
Okay, Annie.
Yes. She's
We've
okay.
been giving away Creed tickets all week.
Oh, no.
The Creed show being near the Missouri-Arkansas line outside of Branson August 2nd. The key all week has been to listen for us to play Creed's Higher, which goes like this, Brad.
Can you take me higher?
Is it?
That was Brad, not yeah. Scott Stapp.
This and Korn on the same show. It's really unbelievable.
Sing Creed. I hate you.
Can you take me higher? What is the next line? I've given you options here. A, to a place with golden streets. To appease our golden streams?
No. Shame on you.
To a place where old men dream.
The first one, A.
To a place with golden streets?
Yeah.
Agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree.
If you
That's
if you don't get this one.
To
It's going to really hurt your chances.
I know.
But you did. You got it. You both got it.
What was the middle one?
Appease.
Because that's the one I'm going to sing from
what
now
was
on.
The middle to appease one? Our golden streams.
Anyway.
Now, he does say two different lines there. He says, to
what
a place
was the
with
third
golden
one? To a place where old
to
men
to a place
pee?
Where old men dream.
Oh, dream. Okay.
Is that in the song?
No.
Okay.
But the line, to a place where blind men see, is also in the song. Okay. But that wasn't one of the options.
All right. This is good.
This is good.
Oh, my gosh.
We got two tic-tac-toes. What do you say about that, Nancy?
Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
I hate listening to her voice.
You didn't like it just a couple minutes ago?
It's when like
it
nails yours? On a tic-tac-toe board.
It is awful. There's not much I hate worse in life than
All
listening
right.
to her voice.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay, it's Matt's turn. And now it's just right down. So you got an X right down the left side and O is all the way down the right side.
I've never seen anything like
down
this
down the
before.
Middle is completely empty. What happens next?
Two.
Who's answering?
Mark.
Mark, you have stumbled into AI.
AI.
This possible presidential candidate had this to say when asked about trans surgeries for 8-year-olds.
The trans issue for me is also novel. It's over the last few years, I'm trying to understand as much as anyone else, the whole pronoun thing. Trying to understand all of that. That was like, all that stuff, I get it. All that stuff started to collapse on us.
It sounds even stupider. It's not there. There's no complete sentence there.
And that was the best I could find out of the answer, which was long.
Yes.
Who said that?
Gavin Newsom.
Matt.
I was thinking somebody different, but I think he's right.
You sure?
Oh. What are you doing here to me now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
The trans issue for me is also novel. It's
all right.
It's over the last few years.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand as much as anyone else. Whole pronoun thing.
This wiggy
trying
guy.
Trying to understand all of
try
that.
Try to trick you by putting a female AI voice on. You got to watch it.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
I get it. This, all this stuff started to collapse on us.
Stop talking.
There was nothing in
so
anything.
So many words for no purpose whatsoever.
Such a hard question, too. What do you think about trans surgeries for 8 years?
All right, Blair. Yeah, it's a hard one to answer.
Anyway. Blair?
I will pick the middle, 5.
Number 5. Who's answering?
We'll go with Annie again.
Okay. Ah, what a shame. This is a great question for a morning show.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mrs.
It's not looking
Annie.
Good for me.
So long farewell to not just Stephen Colbert, but the entire Late Show, formerly hosted by David Letterman. This time, the host won't be replaced. The whole show will be removed from CBS's lineup. Which of these late-night shows also no longer exists?
Oh, no.
A, The Tonight Show. B, Late Night. Or C, The Late Late Show.
The Tonight Show is with Jimmy Fallon. That's still that's a thing. Take that off the board. What was the second one?
Late Night.
Isn't that with that little angry guy? Seth Meyers?
If I could tell you, I would, but I
Late
can't.
Night was the Late Late Show. Was that with James Corden?
I believe so.
Because he's not doing his show anymore. That's my guess. But this is a guess. This is a roll of the dice. I'm picking C.
C, which would be The Late Late Show, is no longer on the air, according to Annie.
Ish.
So Blair, do
I
you
don't
agree?
Watch late late night shows.
Nobody does. That's the problem.
That was my guess. Yeah. Was C. So I'm gonna agree.
Blair, I hope I'm right.
I know.
Matt says no. I don't know if he's happy or sad. He looks pretty happy.
Rationalized perfectly.
Yeah.
Because
I thought
late
that
night,
was still on.
Late Night is Seth Meyers
is
still
it little,
on?
Little man.
And Late Late Show was James Corden up until 2023.
Corden.
Did you say Corbin?
Corden.
Yeah, you don't watch it either. That's why he's not on anymore.
Corbin Burnson.
He would do Broadway shows and crosswalks in Hollywood, and it was the funniest thing in the world. He did like The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman. In New York City, like right outside Broadway, but he kept calling him Huge Jackman. And he was like, you keep calling me Huge. My name is Hugh. He's like, okay, Huge. Yeah, go find it on YouTube. It's funny. All right, this is for everything, right?
Yep.
Oh, Two tic-tac-toes, one X's, one O's, four X's on the board, four O's on the board. It all comes down to you, Matt.
Let's do it. Number eight. Here we go.
Are we both available?
Everybody's on the board.
You can pick Mark or me.
Okay.
Totally up to you. No pressure.
I'm going with Annie.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
It seems like all of Mark's questions have been about very specific things that happen on my show.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a rough call.
All right. The All-Star Game was removed from Georgia in 2021 because of their strict voter laws, which the MLB said was racist. The All-Star Game returned to Georgia this year after Georgia made their voter laws even stricter, resulting in higher minority and overall turnout. Who won the All-Star Game this year?
National League in a home run off in extras.
That is correct.
Well, that was a little too easy to end the game.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Blair, well fought.
Wow.
You guys have to come back.
That
was close. I didn't know that until Ethan did the sports report on the show because I did not watch it.
See, a lot of people don't watch it, and if you aren't paying attention,
I wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Did you watch the All-Star Game, Mark? Is that your...
Oh, heck no.
Did you know who won?
I did, because we reported on the home run off or whatever you call
it. Yeah, it was a unique ending.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Blair, next time we'll work out something ahead of time, so we'll sabotage Matt. You did a good job.
What I think is awesome is neither one of you guys got a single question wrong.
Well, okay.
I did.
You did?
You corrected me.
Oh, that's right.
I did. I failed.
Oh, wait, so
the
I didn't.
Sophie Cunningham.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get a single one wrong. I think that was the point he was trying to make.
Is that a way of putting that out?
If you have concrete that you need leveled at your home or at your place of business, the very best in the business here, family-owned and operated folks at Home Shield Foundation Repair, give them the opportunity to earn your business. You'll be glad you did. And if you're interested in participating in that August 18th, 16th annual Jordan Hayes Foundation Classic Golf Tournament, just give them a call at 314-227-9636. Mark Cox, thanks for coming in the afternoon.
You bet.
We'll have you back
soon.
Happy
to be here. I'll go home and take another nap.
All right. We'll wake you up a little bit later. Let's take a quick break. Big story, big, huge story that's hitting the internet. You ever been to a Coldplay concert? We'll talk about it next.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Ryan, you've been hopping from amusement park to amusement park. So I don't know if this story has crossed your attention. We've got Mark Cox hanging out with us for the rest of the hour. Excited he's got a little extra time to spend with us.
Thank you.
Just got done playing X's and O's. Maybe the most exciting X's and O's games we've had. That's a good one.
Anytime it ends with the last square decides it, it's always a good game. But that was a really unique board.
It usually doesn't have the last square deciding it while they both have parallel tic-tac-toes.
Yeah, two people getting a tic-tac-toe in the same game and still having to tie break is a pretty good game.
So the story that is all the rage on social media right now, it starts at a Coldplay concert. Do you know about this, Ryan?
Yes.
Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
So, Mark, you said you guys talked about it a little bit on your show today, but I'll just kind of lay out the basics for you. If you haven't heard this yet or haven't seen it on social media, there is a Coldplay concert. I don't know where the concert was happening off the top of my head.
Maryland.
Maryland. And apparently during a Coldplay concert, they will put the camera on different couples who are throughout the crowd and highlight them. It's essentially a kiss cam. I'm more familiar with kiss cams at like baseball games, but apparently Coldplay is also, this is also something they employ during their concerts. And it goes to this couple who's standing, the man is standing behind with his arms wrapped around this woman and she's leaning back against. They're obviously very much so enjoying the concert. And they're on this gigantic Jumbotron screen at the concert for a second and a half. And then she turns around and buries her head in her hands. And he slowly slinks down out. He looked like he's a tall guy.
He is.
He's, unless she was super short.
He ducked.
He
ducked like somebody was shooting at him.
You could still see the top of his head.
Yeah.
Just kind of moving along the bottom. Well, and then, is it Chris Martin? Am I saying that?
It's Tommy Coldplay is his name, actually.
Is it?
That's how they got the name of the band.
Mark, did you hear Ryan sing Korn?
Oh, I'm sorry. How did I miss that?
I don't know how anybody did. But he slinks out of the camera, and they're still on the Jumbotron, and the lead singer of Coldplay goes, well, They're either having an affair or they're really shy.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't know he said that.
He did say that in the concert.
Into the microphone. Yeah. So what? Then the internet gets a hold of this, and I've seen a lot of influencers say, like, if they would have just stood there and, like, smiled, nobody would have ever... It never would have become a story because it has to be videoed by somebody who's at the concert. And then something has to happen for it to make its way to the internet. And then the internet does its thing. And what happened was they found out that he is the CEO of a company called, I think, Astronomer. Is that right?
Astronomer.
And she is the head of HR, or as her title says, Chief People Officer.
That's to get around.
She's a people pleaser, apparently.
That's why Mark stayed. And so now it's this huge thing. People found out that they're both married. Here's my number one question for you, because people were posting the comments on the wife of the CEO. They were going to her Facebook page and being like, you're going to want to see this. You need to take him for every dollar he's worth and blah, blah, blah. The report is that the woman, the CPO, the chief people officer, she's married too. Why is nobody talking about her husband?
That's a good question.
I wondered that same thing. I've seen much less about her and her spouse than I have him and his spouse. But the one reason is because his wife immediately went to all of her social media and removed her last name.
His last name. His last name now.
It's just gone, right?
What is your opinion on something like that happening? First of all, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. If you're having an affair and you're going to a concert and being in your relationship at that concert while you have somebody married at home, shame on you. But in addition to that, the internet coming in and swooping in, where it's kind of like a cancel culture on a super personal level.
Yeah.
Is it good that the internet is rallying behind this probably soon to be ex-wife of the CEO and like saying that? But I mean, like, the deluge of that, waking up to that would just be horrible.
The internet wins this, right? Because immediately the guy,
if anybody wins,
did you read the, the company put out a statement supposedly on Twitter, except it was doctored. This isn't the real statement. And it goes,
Can't wait for this.
It goes something like this. Statement from our CEO, Andy Byron. Let me start by apologizing to my family, my wife, and our wonderful employees. My behavior is inexcusable and the shame I am receiving is well deserved. I tried to hide my actions, but the truth has finally been revealed. I am a Coldplay fan.
I did see someone say that is the widest possible way to get caught cheating.
But the real apology started similar to that. But then this guy has the audacity to put the blame back on Coldplay for violating his privacy.
No, you're in a public place, buddy.
Jerk.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What a jerk. You're in a concert venue, like you said, with, 30,000 people, and you think you
Big
deserve
concert.
Privacy? You gave that up when you walked through the door and bought the ticket.
I will say this. I just went and saw Dude Perfect last week at the Family Arena. And I only know Dude Perfect.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a big, big thing.
Apparently not.
It was sold out. That whole arena was jam-packed.
I have family that went with their kids.
Great show.
I heard that they closed with a Christian message.
Yeah, it's not like they do a gospel presentation, but they do not hide that they are Christians and they are doing this because Jesus called them to it.
All right, good.
You didn't go with your mistress, did you?
Well, here's the problem.
Wait, what? No, the answer is no. I did not.
I was standing up near one of the boxes, just kind of hugging on this lady.
As one does.
As you do. That's my point.
No.
No. Anyway, my point is that I noted in that room that there were signs everywhere that said, you basically gave up your privacy when you walked in here. You may be on camera. Uh-huh. You may be video recorded. You may be on the Jumbotron. Those signs were everywhere. So there is no way that these people could blame Coldplay or the arena or wherever they're at for invasion of privacy. That stuff is legally airtight.
Uh-huh. Is there any sympathy for these two individuals who are at the concert?
I mean, you have a little bit of a groan, but you know, there's no sympathy. They got caught doing something they shouldn't do. Plain and simple.
The internet wins again. Here's the next one.
Oh, here we go. This is what me and Mark do in the morning when I come in.
This is the two, of them hugging right before they got that horrific look on their face that they've been busted. The chances of your marriages and careers being destroyed at a Coldplay concert are extremely low, but never zero.
Oh, man. I do think about if this may be the worst moment of their lives.
Oh, no doubt.
But they're famous forever now for being adulterers.
We've
for
got
being
the video.
Stupid.
We've got the video up here. Like I showed when I was scrolling through my ex here on our YouTube live stream, ESPN Sports Center opened up their segment with one of the broadcasters with his arms around the other one. And they
oh my god!
I mean, it's a meme now, and it will forever be. But there are families that are being wrecked here. The other thing I would add, though, we don't know 100% of the other people who are in these relationships. We don't know what their lifestyle is. I just think, and there are children who are involved. So it breaks my heart that this is unfolding the way it is for those kids. Like those kids, there are kids who this is their dad. And it would be very, very, very difficult.
Because it's so public.
Because it's so public. Like, that's your dad? Your dad's that guy? Your dad's the Coldplay guy?
I mean, they were already in a bad situation, right? It's not as if this relationship just suddenly started. These two people were having an affair. But now everybody knows it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
You know what breaks my heart? I just bought astronomer stock, like the day before.
Oh, no.
It's in the crapper now. All right. I want to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the birthday letter that, air quotes, Donald Trump wrote to, air quotes, Jeffrey Epstein. And we'll get Mark Cox's thoughts about that as well. Join us on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. We're also going to get the results to this question. Do you view pleading the fifth as an admission of guilt? Yes or no? We'll be right back. Darling, I hope that you'll be. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've got Mark Cox hanging out with us for the rest of the hour after playing X's and O's with Home Shield Foundation Repair. The news came out from the Wall Street Journal. How do you feel about the Wall Street Journal today, Mark?
I don't know. I mean,
are you a subscriber?
Oh, no. No. And I would never pay them to get behind that paywall. I've certainly had access at one point. For somebody else had a password that I borrowed, and because when you want to get to a certain article, that's frustrating.
Sure,
but I would never pay for the New York Times or any of them. It drives me crazy when I get to a site that advertises something that's behind a paywall. So the answer is no. I'm disappointed that, but not surprised that they've gone down that path.
So they are reporting the story that President Trump. Would it have been like the mid-2000s?
2004 or so, before the first time they tried to indict Epstein.
The idea here is that President Trump sent a birthday note to Epstein. And I can't believe that this... I feel like I'm missing something here. Is the note that he is... Because they're not publishing the note. They don't have it.
Right.
They're not sharing the act. They don't have the document to share, but they're saying that President Trump like wrote a script of President Trump talking with then just Donald Trump talking with Jeffrey Epstein. Like it's a conversation back and forth.
I thought I heard the script that he had actually sketched a picture of a woman, a naked nude woman or something onto it. And as part of Trump's denial, he's like, first of all, I don't do that. I don't draw pictures of people. So I wouldn't have done it then either.
More beautiful picture than that.
Yeah, thank you. If I did, it'd be beautiful. It'd be huge.
Here's a picture of Kate Winslet I drew.
Draw me like one of your French girls, Don. But the even the words that are being used, and this is what President Trump said, he's like, I don't talk like this. I don't use these words. And is there any doubt in your mind whatsoever that this letter existed for all of this time? And now in July of 2025, they're like, oh, here it is. Yeah,
guess
we got
what
the smoking
we found.
Gun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I don't. I think it's... I don't believe it, although I can't 100% say it's not there. We know Donald Trump had a relationship with Epstein at some point. They were business people. They both had homes in Palm Beach. There is a manifest showing Donald Trump flew on his plane one time from New York to Palm Beach with his family and back. with his previous wife, previous to Melania. But there's never been any indication he went to the island or that their relationship extended beyond that, that they were in the same social
circles. I think the Wall Street Journal article says in the bottom paragraph, Mark, you've always had the like fifth paragraph rule.
Uh-huh.
Where you got to go to paragraph five to get to some facts that might be related to the story.
Yeah.
But if I believe I read on this article that it's like there is no evidence whatsoever that ties Donald Trump to any sort of illegal, deplorable activities whatsoever.
If there
it's
was,
in that
would
article.
It have not come out already? Don't you? As much as they've pursued this guy and tried to beat him up.
Yeah. Ryan, when you draw naked women, who do you send it to?
Katie.
That'd be your wife.
That'd be a really good option.
And it just says you.
Hey, pretty lady.
And it's one of our pre-dating rituals. We draw each other in the nude.
I don't want to see him.
Neither one of us are great artists.
What's going to happen when that one gets back to Mrs. Wiggins?
I think that one's going to need a lot of context.
Yes.
I don't think that one's going to make it easily.
I've never seen so many in my X feed, so many stick figures with boobs than I do right now.
Funny.
It's just a bunch of people. It's like a stick figure, like one swiggle across the top of the head of curly hair, some big boobs, and then it just says DJT.
Yeah.
Here you go. I was
I found this in my attic.
With Epstein. Yeah. You think there's anything to that?
I don't know. It's really hard to... I can't find the text from what they say they found. I'm seeing what you guys have seen. Something that looks like a script, which already seemed confusing to me. Like that you'd write yourself as a character with the other person talking.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like Trump, but...
Sounds like something you'd
looks
do.
Like
it does sound like something
looks like a nothing burger. They claimed it was going to be some blockbuster or something. But
you think Trump is mishandling the Epstein thing this week?
I think it's been mishandled. However, and I suggested this to Eric Burleson, the congressman I had on this morning, what if, because he does play chess sometimes, he decided he was going to act like he's not going to release this just to get Congress to demand and all the Democrats that he do release it so that when it gets released, he can say everybody wanted it released.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that that's it. But he did say he'll let them release what they can. He's called for them to do that now.
I just assume that everything is corrupt. Like every document that they have at the Justice Department, the hands that it's passed through, I don't know how you trust anything. I think that's the main problem.
I think you make a good point.
Yeah, it seems like the big argument is that you'd have to start over. It's not as if you just say, well, there's no list. The argument is, well, then you have to start from scratch, recreate all these things. I mean, do what he's doing, which is releasing the grand jury testimony and stuff like that. But
maybe we'll get an Ed Martin special counsel.
Oh, there you go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Because he could do that.
Good.
They can't stop Ed Martin from being a special counsel.
They can't stop Ed Martin.
That's true.
I think that would be quite interesting. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you view pleading the fifth as an admission of guilt? Yes or no? Mark, one of the things that has just slow trickle of people coming onto Capitol Hill, being asked questions about Joe Biden. What'd you know? When'd you know it? Plead the fifth, plead the fifth, plead the fifth. I said earlier in the show that everything, again, is so corrupt that if I were being investigated by any of these people, I wouldn't give them one word of testimony if I could plead the fifth and keep myself from saying anything that they could obviously... They make stuff up to use it against you, you know, if you put anything else out there. So I try to be resolute in the Fifth Amendment being an important part of our rights as citizens. When you hear it, are you like, oh, they're guilty?
Well, I think it's because we all know Joe Biden was suffering from dementia, and you'd be blind not to have seen it. So the answers sound more stupid than they would otherwise.
So it's not really the fifth. It's everything else.
It's everything. I think that's the answer.
I can't argue with that.
I don't just plead the fifth. I plead all the amendments.
But except the 19th.
Get rid of that one.
Mark, earlier when Brad asked in our Ask Us Anything, what would amendment would you put in place? And Ryan said he would just repeal the 19th Amendment.
Oh, yeah?
That's bold, isn't it?
That is bold.
On this
bold.
Show?
Yeah.
It's a little confident, I might add.
It's Friday.
Hey!
It's your last
Forget
Friday.
Forget about it by Monday.
Oh, man. Do you view pleading the fifth as an admission of guilt? We ask you a poll question every day, and today, 71% of y'all said, yes, you do, which is, I don't know if that's terribly shocking. Mark Cox, thanks for being in with us. Come back.
Hey, lots of fun, guys. Thank you.
We appreciate you very much. Brad, Ryan, thank you. Welcome back, Ryan. Ethan, thanks for all your help today. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. The Mark Reardon Show coming up next.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.